Hi guys, this is George H. Saroy, author of Excelsior and From Parts Unknown, coming to you on audioboo.fm, and I have with me the latest question that was sent to me in the From Audioboo to Your Mailbox From Parts Unknown contest. And this is from Miranda Wyatt Mills, who asks a terrific question, which is, does your story have any premise from the original story of Excelsior being Excalibur's counterpart? That is, when I first read that, I was blown away by the possibility of Excelsior's presence in some way inspiring different things, like the story of Excalibur, or like the sword itself. There are elements that are there that were definitely inspired by Excalibur that find their way into Excelsior's sword, with the main thing being a play on the sword and the stone, in that the person who is deemed most worthy by Excelsior will be the one receiving his life force, and basically be the one that is worthy enough to hold the sword and use it. But other than that, there's no real story regarding that. There is, however, a story that basically has Excelsior inspiring God himself to basically take a couple of elements that Excelsior had come up with and applying them. One of the things that I had was that when Excelsior first created the planet that became known as DNAB 4, it wasn't called DNAB 4. It was simply called Eden 4. And this was Excelsior's own little star system, his own paradise. And the fourth planet was going to be the jewel in that paradise. It was going to be the farthest away. It was going to be close to the sun so that it could feel its effects, but far enough away from it so that it could still sustain life. And this was just going to be just a wonderful paradise of a star system, completely untouched by any form of evil, any form of darkness, anything of that nature. And he went on to refer to the people that would call this planet home. He referred to them as Edenarians. And it was only when the darkness within himself that Excelsior was trying so hard to suppress broke away and revealed itself to be called Tornatrax, and basically went about his business of undoing the paradise that Excelsior had spent so much time to create. By the time Excelsior had realized the damage that was done to this planet, he referred to that planet as, he could not refer to it as Eden anymore. It was not a paradise. It was only a paradise in the making. And so what he did was he basically referred to that planet as cursed, that whole star system as cursed. And by that, he took the word Baned and switched the letters around and called it DNAB. And it became DNAB 4. And instead of calling his people Edenarians, he simply just took the E off and called themselves Denarians. And that was basically the origin of that. And what DNAB, the whole DNAB star system, especially DNAB 4, it's an older planet than the planet Earth. And so basically what I wanted to do was basically say that that it was Excelsior's original concept that God was able to take and run with when he created the Garden of Eden. And so that in itself is the only like real tie-in that I have like with mythology or religion or whatever. But Excelsior and Excelsior Sword and Excalibur are two different things, although Excelsior Sword was definitely inspired by Excalibur. So thank you so much for your question. I hope that this answer finds you well. I'm looking forward to answering the next questions that you guys may have. And until the next time, I'll say ever upward.